Why hasn't she replied to my text? The quick answer is that you are not her top option. And I think you know this already. The moment I said those words to you, you're not her top option, I bet you instantly, you got that click in your brain. You were like, shit, he's right, actually. When you're a girl's top option, she will literally, like this is not an exaggeration, she will literally fly around the globe to go on a date with you. When you're her top option, like the main guy that she's interested in, she will come and meet you for a date even past her bedtime. She'll call you when you want. She'll reply back fast. When you're not her top option, she won't do any of these and you'll be sat there like texting her. You'll notice like what time you text her. I bet you know this, don't you? You know that you sent her the text, like you've read the number, like, oh yeah, I sent her the text at 8:56 p.m. and it's been 14 minutes and she hasn't replied back, but then beforehand she sent it for 1 minute, whatever. When you're not a girl's top option, that's the type of shit like your brain will start thinking of. You'll start to like just almost fear that maybe she's posted on her Instagram story while she hasn't replied to your text. So what does that mean if you sent her a text? She's posted to her Instagram story since then, so that means that she's been on her phone, but she hasn't sent a message to you. Bro, just fucking take a breath. She just doesn't like you that much. It's just that simple. Girls, for as much as they say that they hate players, which by the way is like a total fucking lie. Girls say they hate players, and a player is a guy who has many, many girls. You need to understand this. Basically, all girls are players. All girls have at least 5, 10, 15, 20 guys they are stringing along, which I know sounds crazy, right? 5, 10, 15 guys. Of course, if there's a girl who's in a committed relationship, you'd hope that's not the case. But even with those girls, it's usually about 5 to 10 guys as well, which is fucking insane. But the average girl who's single has literally 20 guys who she's stringing along, who she's somewhat kind of, moderately kind of into, maybe. And then the one guy who she will fucking open up her ass cheeks for and like let him fuck her in the ass. You're not that guy. If you were, I'm telling you right now, your brain would not even need to think about like what time you sent the message. She hasn't replied back. You'd have this like relaxed reassurance when you're a girl's top option, that like, yep, she's gonna reply, and if she hasn't already, it's fine, she's gonna reply soon. You know how I just said that, you know, the average girl's got like 5, 10, 15 guys? There's like a concept that I came up with, which I wanna teach you, which is pretty brutal, and I call it the 10 unopened Snapchats. If you grab any girl's phone who uses Snapchat, Instagram, basically like 99.99% of women, if you go and speak to basically any woman these days, and ask them, hey, how many guys are you speaking to right now? The answer that basically all women will give you is like, ah, no, not really anyone. Yeah, not like, maybe this one guy, whatever. You grab that girl's phone and go onto Snapchat. Go over to like where the messages are, you know, the incoming messages, whatever. And there'll be like 10 unopened chats there. 10 chats that like guys have sent her, you know, the blue chat or even the red kind of picture thing. And there'll just be 10 that she's like, she's not even bothered to open yet. She's stringing these guys along. You are one of those guys. You want to know how I like thought of this concept? Like, because that's so specific. Like, okay, a girl will have like 10 unopened Snapchats. The same with Instagram. You probably know already. Like, bro, I fuck a lot. When I make these videos, by the way, I'm making them because a lot of my followers are like good men. They're like, the pure men who deserve to find the good girls. And I'm almost giving you a warning from like the other side. Like I see, those women show me the reality. I'm one of the very, very, very rare men in the world where women just openly become like you know, the sexual demon with me because they know that I'm the type of guy that they want to experience that with. The problem is these girls will lie to guys like you and tell you that they're not like this. I want to tell you the truth. So I've had experiences before where it's been the same thing. You know, I can grab a girl's phone and see on her Snapchat, whatever, you know, she opens Snapchat or Instagram next to me and she's got like 10 guys there. When I'm the guy who's pounding her, I remember the first time this really became apparent to me. There was a girl who I was just smashing a few times a week through COVID. And I would text her, and honestly, she would text me one word, we had almost like a code word. I would text her literally the word drive, and then she would respond back with like the time that she was free, that we wanted to meet, 7 p.m., 8 p.m., whatever, and then yes, okay, sweet. I would text one word and this girl would drive like, I don't know, 30 minutes to come and see me, to just go get pounded at nighttime in the car. You text paragraphs and you go onto FaceTime calls and you really try and build up a bond over text, and the girl doesn't actually want to come and meet you in person. Or maybe you schedule a date and then she keeps cancelling it and rearranging it. Or God forbid, she flakes last minute. When you're her top option, you can text her one word and she will come and see you. Like, just think about that for a second. When you are a girl's top option, you can text them one word. They'll get like a little like sexy kind of like butterflies, you know, their heart will go faster, and they'll get ready for the next hour and then drive over half an hour, 1 hour, 1.5 hours to come and see you. When you're not a girl's top option, you're part of the group of guys that she's talking to, but when an attractive guy asks her, like, hey, are you talking to any guys right now? She'd be like, no, not really. She doesn't even see you as a fucking man. She just sees you in the clump of, like what's called, like, beta orbiters. You know how, like, the planets orbit around the sun? She just, like, all women, I swear to God, what's so weird is, like, I swear a lot of women have just got mental illness. Every fucking woman does this, but they're watching this getting pissed off right now. But I'm telling you, if you grab that girl's phone, you'd spot 10 fucking beta male fucking orbiters on her phone right now. But just before you did that, she'd be like, no, this guy's a misogynist. No, girls aren't like that. Me and my girls aren't like that. But they all fucking are. It's so weird that they don't have the fucking, like, accountability to understand this. If you're a guy watching this, you know that this is just true. If you've ever, like, just happened to, like, you know, accidentally, like, glance at a girl's phone when she's next to you and, you know, like, the eyesight just goes there and you end up seeing, okay, she's on Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, and she has a ton of unopened messages from guys she hasn't even bothered, like, reading yet. All girls are like this, and those guys in there are not her top option. They're the guys who are literally thinking, like, oh, has she's been on her phone, she posted a Snapchat story, but she's not replied to me yet. Yes, because she's getting pounded by me in the backseat of her mother's car. Don't be the guy who's in the unopened fucking Snapchat streak and texting her and whatever. Like, you know when you are her top option. You know when you are not one of these beta orbiter unopened messages in her phone. And this is like the rule I want to give you. Only interact with a girl when you feel like you are her top option. Otherwise, it is such a hit to your self-esteem and your life quality. When you're a girl's top option and you're not one of those, like, little fucking beta orbiter unopened Snapchats, it feels awesome to get to know the girl. Like, this is, like, a lot of people think I'm, like, kind of hateful towards women. I'm really not. I have some of the best experiences and treatment from women than basically any other guy I've ever heard of in my fucking life. Like, I fucking love my time with women. What I hate is when guys are wasting their time with women who don't even want you in the first place. Like, I very quickly, look, I'm not some, like, magician or some shit. There's loads of girls who won't like me. But the moment I realize that there's a girl who I'm not going to be her top option in, I get disinterested. Because it's kind of like having this respect for yourself to think, you know what? The trade-off of, like, the percentage chance that you might be able to fuck or date her for getting treated like those guys who are getting unopened messages and whatever, it's not worth it. Like, your time with girls can be fucking sick if they see you as the top option, and you can really tell. Like, she will literally meet you whenever you say. She'll stay up past her bedtime. She'll commute to come and see you. You'll know when you are her top option, right? When you are a girl's top option, it's actually so genuinely enjoyable to spend time with girls. Having sex and even without of sex, it's fucking just so, like, it's such a nice experience to, like, have the feminine energy around you. And also, bro, it's fucking sick, just pounding as well. But when you're not her top option, honestly, bro, it's not an enjoyable experience. You'd probably agree, right? It's not an enjoyable experience, but you take it. You take that hit to your enjoyment of life just for the percentage chance that maybe you'd be able to get a chance with her. Maybe, you know, she'll eventually change her mind. I'm telling you, when you're not a girl's top option, it's not like how it happens in the movies where the nerd who's a bit of a loser, he's not the top option, then eventually he becomes the top option. I'm telling you, it doesn't change. You can become a girl's top option within the first time you look at her and she looks at you. And it doesn't change it, like, the longer you get to know her. Don't believe that lie of like, oh yeah, if I keep texting her, it's been a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and you know, she said we should take things slow, whatever. No, no, no. A girl doesn't take it slow with the guy who she has like that top option with. I'm telling you right now, even the good girls, even the girls that basically all guys would consider marriage material, when they see me as the top option, they will fuck on the first day that you meet them. Don't you fucking fall for the lie, which is like, oh, you've got to build it up over a long time or whatever. Don't fall for that, especially not with the whole texting shit. Don't you believe that, like, if you're not her top option, you can be in the future. It basically stays the same. It's kind of like people's perception of you when you get onto self-improvement and they just kind of see you the same way, only up until you disappear, then you come back. It's the same way with a girl. When you meet a girl, you'll instantly be her top option or you won't. And it won't change over the next few weeks or months. It will only change if basically you disappear, like you go off to university. Then you come back 3 years later, or you went traveling. Then you come back 3 years later and the dynamic's different. And I'm telling you right now, it's not worth the headache and the emotional investments and the just the sort of negative, like bad vibes you get when you're kind of obsessing over a girl who doesn't really want you back. I would tell you, like, this is my personal strategy so that I actually enjoy my dating and sex life. When I am a girl's top option, I'm very happy with that. And that's the experience that I enjoy. Awesome. When I notice that I'm not a girl's top option, she's out of my mind straight away. It doesn't matter if I think, yeah, maybe I could fuck her in the future. I just don't give a shit. Now, if I walk past that girl, I'll still kind of speak to her. You know, I'm a social guy. I try and speak to like as many people as possible in the day. It makes me feel good. I quite enjoy that. But I won't be texting this girl when I get home. I never ask a girl like, how was your day, or some bullshit little fake pseudo friendship like that. I never text a girl fucking selfies of me, because I'm not a fucking faggot like so many young guys. My text with girls, you'd be surprised. It's like, bro, my texts are literally just fucking logistics. It's almost like commands. Come see me today. I'm free at 8. Come see me today. Come here with me today. It's just that. So if a girl doesn't reply, or if she says she's busy or she's not interested, it's like I've got my answer very quickly. I'm not one of these 10 on open Snapchat motherfuckers, because I'm not texting her constantly, like thinking that you need this conversation to build up the attraction with her. You're wasting your time, and also you're just weakening your own mental bandwidth. So please take this advice. You don't need to be texting her to build up attraction. You don't build up attraction through texting. The attraction is formed right away, and then when you're escalating in person. Don't you fucking fall for the lie, which is like, if you have friendly conversations with her and if you send her memes that then she'll like you more, you'll just be another guy on her fucking phone while she goes and fucks the guy who sends her like 3-word messages. And so the big lesson I want to give you, if this was the question in your mind, you know, why hasn't she replied, the big strategy you need to follow: be busy yourself so that you don't even notice if a girl hasn't replied to you. I literally, like, I don't know if you'd know that, if you'd kind of believe this, if you're a younger guy especially who uses, you know, phone and technology more and stuff. I wouldn't even know if a girl hasn't replied to me. Like, it wouldn't even register in my brain, because it's like my brain doesn't focus on that. I'm so busy with my life, with my business, my employees, with going to the gym and hitting PRs and spending time with the boys and improving my diet and all these things, that like my brain doesn't think, oh, has Sarah replied to me yet? And now that's one thing, actually. Let me give you a few lessons here. One thing is I'm busy. But another thing is, I'll be honest to you, I'm busy with a fuck ton of women as well. And that's an important part that many like guys and girls are too afraid to tell young men. For young men, it is an abundance game. Like the girls are playing this game, and this is why girls get this level of like abundance and power in relationships that most young men don't. Most young men are more feminine than girls are these days. Most young men just want one good girl to love them, whereas most girls are kind of like players themselves. They've got like 10 options and they're seeing which one's the hottest, the most fun and everything. You need to date kind of more like the girl, or honestly, you need to cultivate more abundance. If I meet a girl and she doesn't reply to my text, guess what? It doesn't matter, because every time I go on WhatsApp, which is maybe like 10 times a day, there's like 2-3 girls who have replied to my text anyway. So if one girl's kind of moved down the list, it genuinely doesn't register in my mind. So talking to more girls is absolutely crucial when you're dating as a man, because they are doing it themselves. Don't you fucking fall for their lie. Again, every girl who's watching this is thinking, no, Hamza's talking about other girls. He's not talking about me. Motherfucker, bitch, go on your fucking Instagram, Snapchat. There'll be 10, 15 guys you're leading on right at this moment. Oh, but not him. He's like a brother. Yeah, but he thinks he's gonna fuck you because you keep fucking leading him on. Don't fall for this lie thinking that girls don't do this shit, right? So you need to play this game. And the thing is, look, this is the more sort of like man way to go about dating. Like, the biological imperative of men is to basically spread your seed as many times as possible. The biological imperative for women is to get the best singular man to commit to her. Women are dating like men these days, and men are dating like fucking women. Men are like, no, I just want to speak to one girl. I'm like, are you a fucking fag? Like, that's fucking gay. Now, if you're already married, yeah, stay committed to your fucking wife. But when you're in this like dating game, you have to understand it's a game of fucking numbers. It's a game of abundance. And when you don't have abundance, you will become less attractive to the one girl that you wanted in the first place, because you'll just be way more needy. You'll be doubting yourself. You'll be wondering why she hasn't replied in 14 minutes, but she was free before. When you're speaking to like five girls, none of this shit pops into your mind. So I'm going to give you one extra bonus tip, which is actually from my Red Pill course. So I've got this course where basically I have had more success in dating than the next 10,000 men put together. And I've had better treatment from women than almost every man on the fucking planet. I'm telling you. And I put all of my fucking knowledge inside of a course, which was $1,000. And then you can join for $37 instead. So it's a fucking steal. Top link in the description, and you get all the other courses. It's like, it's literally like the biggest fucking steal deal on the fucking internet, right? So that's the top link. But I'll teach you one thing from there, just so you know. This is the way, the mindset, the philosophy I want you to live your life in. Imagine the double blowjob. Imagine at all times you have two of your 10 out of 10s who are fucking licking and stroking your cock whenever you want. And just for the sake of this idea, like, actually, let's turn you on a little bit. Think about your 10 out of 10 in your mind for a second. I promise this is productive. Think about your 10 out of 10. What does she look like? Then imagine two of them, and you know, there's a slight variance between them. Imagine two of your 10 out of 10s. Now, just for the sake of the imagination, just imagine that they happen to be great quality girls as well, even wife quality. It's just in our imagination, right? They will suck your dick whenever you want. They're, right now, both of them are like firmly grasping it and taking turns on your fucking peepee, right? Would you give a shit that this one girl hasn't replied back in 10 minutes? Would you be acting like a bitch if the girl you're texting says, oh, sorry, I can't do tonight? Would you really be butthurt? Or would you be like, oh, no, like, I'm good. It's fine. I didn't even want to go out anyway. I've got these two fucking 10 out of 10s right here. Act with abundance. Always visualize the double blowjob. Visualize you've got two of your 10 out of 10s on you at any given time. And then see how much you really care about this other girl that you're texting. Then see that when she disrespects you, you'd be thinking like, I've got two of my 10 out of 10s at home. Like, you know, this mental practice. Why would I take this little girl's disrespect? When she doesn't reply back quick enough, it's fine, because you've already got an abundance and you already have a satisfied sex and dating life. This is why it is absolutely crucial for you to do one of two things. Either one, genuinely get an abundance of girls who want to fuck you or who are actually fucking you. Or two, just act like it anyway. If you actually fuck a lot, or if you just start to behave like you're fucking a lot, things like this will not take up your mental space. Like, why hasn't she replied? And I sent her a text and then she's uploaded an Instagram story. It's like, bro, stop being a fucking bitch. Start acting like a fucking man. Start acting like you've got an abundance of girls who are into you. Even if you don't, just fucking pretend you do. Build yourself up to the point that that becomes reality, which is a big part of that course that I mentioned, which is going to be like 5 hours long on this topic of like getting better with girls. It's stuff that I wouldn't talk about on YouTube. And it's stuff that I would sell for like literally $1,000, but I put it inside of this like this program that's linked in the description, where it's like just a fucking great deal. So I urge you to consider that, because it's like it's gonna have some fucking amazing knowledge for you. Top link in the description. Goodbye.